I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the world waits for Iraqis to go to the polls Saturday to vote on their constitution, Christians are fearful. Global Advance is holding an international summit in Dallas, Texas this week, where an Iraqi pastor was expected. However, Global Advance's David Shibley says he won't be coming because of increasing violence against believers.
An Anglican pastor has been kidnapped in recent days, and he is presumed dead. The son of an evangelical pastor has also been kidnapped. There have been threats against many churches and against many pastors. The primary reason behind this is because many people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ in Iraq.
Next, evangelist Sammy Tippett is on his way home after a successful campaign in Romania. While there, he was part of a training conference to help Romanian believers grow into a mission-sending force to contend with. A pastor's conference saw 300 Romanian church leaders gather to plant a vision, and Tippett was part of a dedication of the Baptist Church in Scornicești, the birthplace of one of the darkest chapters in the country's history. Continue to pray as the mission's vision takes root in Romania. And finally, Teen Missions International used a foot washing ministry for evangelistic outreach in Zambia recently. Teen Missions' Bob Bland says this was the first for them. Bland says teens traveled with nothing more than a backpack and a duffel bag full of shoes and socks, reaching out to AIDS orphans there. Distributing shoes and socks, though, wasn't their only ministry.
They take their puppets and they share the gospel, and all day long they would be sharing the gospel in various ways, and some of them helping them learn to read. We had hundreds of young people that accepted Christ as their personal Savior.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.